Good morning, everybody. It's 6:36 on this Tuesday, January the 5th. We're coming up now on the one-year anniversary of the shooting down of a Ukraine passenger jet. It was January 8th of 2020. 176 passengers on board were killed when the jet was shot down by the Iranian military. 138 of the people on board that plane had some kind of ties to Canada. There was 57 Canadian citizens, 13 people from Edmonton were on board that flight. It was just a horrible moment for Canada and the world, and a lot of questions came out after that. We did see some compensation being offered by the Iranian government last week, but there's lots of discussion about, you know, getting access to the investigative materials and even personal belongings. There's obviously blockades when you're dealing with the Iranian regime. So we're going to talk a bit more about that now with Roderick Windsor, who is a lawyer, a senior partner with Blaney McMurdy. He's the head of their aviation group. Roderick, thank you for joining us once again this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
So why don't we just start with the state of... why don't we go with the compensation first? We know that the Iranian government offered $150,000 to the families of the victims, which I know some of the Canadian families said they saw as a slap in the face.
I think it's worth going back one step to the fact that what the families want is three things, not just compensation. First, the truth. Second, accountability. Third, compensation. The Iranian proposal, and I should stress it's nothing more than a proposal. There's no agreement with anybody on this. But this proposal only addresses the compensation, and it does not do so in a meaningful way. There's no attempt to actually assess the damages of different families, and the numbers are not in line with amounts that have been paid in previous similar cases. So, the fact is that because of the announcement just having been made, the focus is on that. But really, we need to focus on what the families' goals are, and they're threefold.
Okay, let's go into that a little bit. What are they looking for? What do they want to see come out of all of this?
Well, the first is the truth. The Canadian government has identified the same three things, and everyone appreciates that when dealing with the state of Iran, there are problems in getting the truth, and that's clearly has been the case so far in this case. We can get through the proceeding against the airline, Ukraine International, we can get at the truth with respect to their involvement and their culpability, but the most of the information people want is within the state of Iran, and that's going to be problematic. Accountability is linked to both truth and compensation, and again, that is much more problematic when dealing with Iran than it is with the airline. The airline's really a fairly straightforward piece of litigation. We've already issued actions on behalf of our clients. We are well into that. Pleadings have been completed, and we're ready to proceed for discovery. We're just running into an obstacle because of one issue, which you may want to address later.
When we talk about dealing with accountability and all the rest of it, when you're dealing with the Iranian regime, as you say, there's roadblocks there. It's not like dealing with, you know, the United States or the Ukraine or any of these other countries. The Canadian government has appointed Ralph Goodale to try and sort of be a liaison and head up this campaign and this effort. Is the government doing what they need to do to make this happen?
They are certainly committed to achieving all three goals. I think if you look at the precedents, and we've run through similar situations in the past a number of times, it's not an easy road. And I think it's very easy to be critical of the government and understand the frustrations. Certainly, I've talked to people who are very frustrated by the lack of progress. But so far, they are well within the timelines that we have seen in previous cases. It's a difficult road to follow, and it's one of the reasons why we've stressed the importance of pursuing the airline route without delay.
Yeah, you can make progress on the airline route. What are the barriers, just for someone who's trying to work their way through this in the other aspects of accountability from the Iranian government, and why is it so difficult?
Well, it's not a Western democracy. They don't have freedom of press, all the things that everyone is aware of. The government is doing the right thing. Whether they will be successful or not remains to be seen, but they are committed to the right goals. With respect to Iran, there are also, I should let you know, there are two individual actions or private actions brought within Ontario against the state of Iran, but those face tremendous obstacles. And the Iran enjoys sovereign immunity or state immunity. There are some exceptions to that, but fighting those issues is difficult, be lengthy. In the past, you know, those kinds of efforts have not met a lot of success.
Well, even in terms of the investigation, you have it's Iran that's doing the investigation, basically investigating their own military, so you can't really have any faith in what they come up with anyway.
That's correct.
When we talk about the victims, and there's so many Canadian families that lost loved ones on that flight. I mean, I'm reading stories where they can't even get access to their personal belongings. They don't know what's left, all these sorts of things. Is there any way to make progress on that front?
There are. I mean, I've talked to people with the kind of stories that you have mentioned. Progress has already been made, you know, and substantial progress, and there have been funerals and so on. But in turn, there will be probably continuing frustrations for some time on that front.
So where do we go from here?
Truth and accountability are difficult.
Exactly.
But compensation is not.
Okay, so the compensation, and we know that's already been handled. Whether it's enough or not is another discussion. But where do we go from here? I mean, how long foreseeably could this drag on, and will there ever be a resolution that's satisfactory?
It's a lot of questions rolled up into one. If, in fact, you know, it depends what happens. There is one proposed class action in Ontario, and that is causing serious delays and complications. I would like to see that action withdrawn. I think it's really a misconceived exercise. It's not in the interest of the families. If that is not certified, and the hearing is tentatively scheduled for the first 2 days in February. If that is not certified, then things will become much simpler, and we'll be able to move much more quickly. If it is certified, then we're going to have to work through those problems. And in that case, there could be substantial delays.
Are you reasonably optimistic? I mean, the Iranian government basically holds all the cards here in terms of what they're going to do. Are you optimistic that there can be some sort of favorable outcome here?
Again, break it down into two. Iran, I see a long, twisting road.
Yeah.
If you look at the past two closest examples, it took 8 and 14 years, respectively, to resolve the Pan Am and Iran Air claims against the state. States to states follow their own rules. They have their own procedures, their own tribunals, their own court. The private action against the airline is reasonably straightforward, and but for these distractions that I've referred to, we would be well on the way to resolution. In fact, I think we may well have already settled some cases, but for these complications. So on that side, I see, you know, unfortunately unnecessary delays, but one way or another, those are going to be resolved. It's not going to take the kind of periods that we read about in the news, but we've got to get rid of these distractions. On Iran, it's a much more difficult question.
Yeah, exactly. Just trying to work your way through that. I appreciate the insight, Roderick. It's just when you're dealing with a regime like that, it's almost impossible to move forward. It's just an untenable
situation. Not impossible, but it's very challenging.
Very difficult. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, thanks so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
A pleasure.